Oh, welcome back. Looking at some of the text messages on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Going back to that one story about how the man gets on a plane, he pays for extra bag space, finds someone, puts their shoes up there. Now, that's not where you put your baggage if you're flying. So he takes the shoes out and says, this goes below the seat. I'm putting my bag up here, and caused all kinds of conflict. I'm looking at some of the text messages that are coming in. I'll tell you what, they are great. So thank you for that. One thing that we heard there at the top of the hour news from Fox News, the Pope calling for, I guess, an end of gun violence, which is not really a controversial thing to say. I don't think you want innocent people to be killed. I think that in America today, when you talk about gun violence, that leads mostly left-leaning types of liberals into saying that gun owners are inherently criminals. Thus, you have to eliminate gun ownership. That is the road they go down towards. When we look at the tragedy that happened where this biological male going through something mentally goes in and plots out and plans to shoot children and adults inside of a church that he was planning to, you know, at least talk to people at. The part of the story that's really terrible is to think that he went in there with the, I am looking for guidance, will you take me in? And their generosity and their caringness of being a Catholic church is yes, but he used it as a way to get the layout and the movements of the church so he can better hurt the people inside the church is just absolutely sickening. And on CNN, Sebastian Gorka pointed this out, and what he points out, I think, is the main point in all of this, which is we have to address the mental health issue, and the mental health issue is tied into biological males or biological females identifying as a different sex and going through this downward spiral and what causes them in their mind to identify that way in an unhealthy way and treating it as something that is unhealthy, particularly in minors and young adults. So Sebastian Gorka calls it out, and this was on CNN. I wish I would have pulled the first part of this clip because on CNN, there's a reason why they brought him on, because he said things on social media, and as he was saying things on social media, they saw that as sensational, and that would get their audience all riled up. Look what this conservative is saying. And immediately, Sebastian Gorka called him fake news and saying, you are definitely misinterpreting what I'm saying here. So here is what he assesses here, the problem. Let me press play here. This is from CNN.
So what we should do is we should look at the early warning signals, the signs. One of these shooters at a recent school shooting had 24 interactions with the local law enforcement. Now, that beggars belief. We should be providing off-ramps. We should be providing mental health options for these individuals. I find it hard to believe that an individual goes from getting his mother to sign a change of name certificate age 17, and then just a handful of years later is mowing down innocent children in a church pew during a Catholic mass, and nobody realized there was a problem. That's what we have to address to save the next children from the next atrocity. It's not about the sexual proclivities of the individual. It's the fact that nobody seems to notice a very disturbing pattern towards violence. You don't wake up one morning saying, I'm going to do a video on YouTube threatening to kill the president, targeting Jews, targeting children. That doesn't happen overnight. Somebody saw that degradation. Somebody saw those mental issues and said nothing. That's what we have to prevent. The early warning signals must be addressed if children's lives are to be saved.
Okay, so I thought that was well said. Now, is a early warning sign that you want to change your gender, is that a warning mental sign that there could be some issues there? I think that's going to have to be a question we have to answer honestly, because what we are doing right now is saying you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to connect the two. You're not allowed to imply that someone that is going through this may have issues going on that needs to be addressed. The mental issue side could lead you down a dark road that makes you a dangerous individual. Can you look at that as an early sign? And organizations like CNN or MSNBC, they don't want to look at it that way because they want to eliminate that variable before you even question it because it's insensitive, they believe, to that individual. So it's, I don't know if it's a stalemate, but it definitely is something that needs to be addressed and a point that needs to be made. I'm getting some other text messages, by the way, too. One text message said, good morning. What was the name of that company out of Texas that builds concrete homes? It's called Printed, but instead of an ED, it's a 3D at the end. Print 3D, but it's pronounced Printed. Thank you for that. One person said, the Pope is a gun grabber. Where did they say that? No, Pope Leo called for us to lose our Second Amendment rights by having all or guns confiscated. Now, I didn't hear that one. I'll tell you, Fox News didn't play that part. Unless if they did, I didn't hear it. I apologize. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit further. Being that he is here from the United States and he's got a pretty conservative brother, and knowing the family that he came from and the area that he grew up in, I don't know if that is... I can't just take that text message, let me put it this way, without researching it further. But thank you for giving me something to look up. But going back to Sebastian Gorka there, I've seen some of the commentaries out there, and there was a commentary in the New York Post. It says, Minnesota carnage shows how pro-trans bullying silences common sense. And this is the gist of the commentary, and I'll kind of read the start of it here. Before Robin Westman murdered two children and wounded many more at Minneapolis Catholic school, Robin was Robert, a troubled teen whose mother worked at the parish. Robert's mother approved the change, but after Robert became Robin in 2020, the teen's psychological problems obviously didn't go away. They led 5 years later to carnage. Serious discussion on transgenderism, mental illness, and violence is long overdue. So this is the crux of it here. A serious discussion is long overdue. And I think a lot of people have discussed it. I think a lot of people have looked at it. But what happens when you do have this sort of conversation? If you're on a social media platform, like let's say this show wasn't on a radio station like WORD, where you're free to discuss these ideas. But if the show was on YouTube, then you would have been demonetized and perhaps flagged and perhaps kicked off the platform. If it was a podcast, depending on if it became popular and this is the stance you took, the actual podcast platform could consider booting you off of that because they don't want the content on their hosting servers. So let's say to ourselves real quick, is it really that insensitive to say that mental illness is often associated with transgenderism? And is that a connection that is worthy of investigating to help these people to make sure they're not a danger to other people? I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that is something that is long overdue, and I think they do make a good point when it comes to it. You know, by the way, coming up in the next couple of segments, I found there was a study that came out, and there were some researchers from Brown University on how left and right-leaning people appear to process political informations in similar ways. This may be one of the only things that those on the left and those on the right actually agree on, or not necessarily agree on, but the scientific process of how we process that information is what actually may bring us together. Now, is that something that can help us find common ground? So we're going to talk to a researcher that looked into this at Brown University coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara. Happy to be with you here, and looking forward to spending the next hour, the rest of the hour, with you on WORD.